If you're just tuning in, you're listening to this month's edition of The Score. We're at WGXC 90.7 Acra, Hudson, Catskill. And today we're discussing the soundtrack and the score to the film Thelma and Louise. Previously, we played a selection from the score by Hans Zimmer. This Thelma and Louise was one of the first films that Hans Zimmer composed music for. And Thelma and Louise is one of my favorite films, and in my mind, the film is a major contribution towards sensitizing the nation to the mistreatment of women, from the most extreme level of abuse, that being rape, to the often overlooked abuse of women being trapped in the isolation and boredom of the expected duties of the housewife, which are also so often taken for granted, all the way to the seemingly frivolous abuse of women, such as heckling. Thelma and Louise is the story of two women who have absolutely had it with this kind of treatment, this treatment which is often sanctioned, and they decide to exit their lives for a short while to go on what they think is going to be a fun vacation.
I'll have a wild turkey straight up and a cooked back, please.
Thelma!
Oh, boy, tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it? I mean, God, you're as bad as Daryl.
I'm sorry, it's just I'm not used to seeing you this way. I haven't seen you this way in a while. You're usually so sedate.
Well, I've had it so sedate. You said you and me was going to get out of town and for once just really let our hair down. Well, darling, look out, because my hair is coming down.
The vacation goes wildly awry, and Louise, who we come to find out has been permanently scarred by a rape previously, impulsively comes to her younger friend Thelma's rescue when she is being raped in a parking lot at the Silver Bullet, one of the first stops they make on their road trip. The bottled-up anger and regret that has plagued Louise through years culminates in her shooting and killing Thelma's rapist, and their fun road trip turns into a run for their lives.
Look, Thelma, you just gotta stop talking to people. You gotta stop being so open. We're fugitives now, right? Let's start behaving like that.
You're right.
Thank you.
For those of you just tuning in, where you're listening to WGXC 90.7 in this month's edition of The Score, this month we're featuring the soundtrack from Thelma and Louise. This summer marks the 20-year anniversary of the release of Thelma and Louise, which is hard to believe. It felt just like yesterday when Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon embodied the roles of Thelma and Louise on the big screen and redefined what the American road movie could be.
Somebody suggested that this picture could be subtitled The Revenge of the Women. Is it an anti-man movie?
No, I think real men won't be the least bit threatened. Cool guys aren't at all. It's about self-determination. It's about finding freedom. And I think anybody can relate to that. That's ever been kept under in a job, or you know, because they're a minority of some kind. It's pro-humanist. And yes, it's true that the female parts are the bigger parts, which in 99% of films these days is not true. So that's kind of shocking. But one of the things that really worried me was to make sure that it wasn't a revenge film. And in the film, I take complete moral responsibility for my actions. So, I mean, unless you're a man who's wearing excessive gold jewelry, I don't think you'll really be threatened.
You just heard Little Honey by Kelly Willis, and just before that, an interview clip with Susan Sarandon from 1991 during the release of Thelma and Louise.
In the film, Louise's boyfriend, Jimmy, played by Michael Madsen, a musician who comes and goes in her life and is very reluctant to make a commitment to her, shows up unexpectedly after she has called him and asked him to wire her money. He's supposed to wire her life savings to a very specific town on the way to Mexico, which is where they are headed. When Louise goes to pick up the money, instead of finding the money, she finds her boyfriend there, who is afraid of losing her altogether and has come to give her an engagement ring.
You think I'm happy playing my one-night gigs at Ramada Inn lounges? And, you know, you think you're the only one with dreams that don't work out?
We both got what we settled for.
I think maybe you just don't love me anymore.
No, I do love you. But I think it's time to just let go of the old mistakes. Just chalk it up to bad timing.
Sandra with them jewels and the cross. Eyes on my liver now, she paint with chili sauce. I cannot do no business with your candlelit in red. I'm begging mama, please move over. Kick them stones out of my bed. Kick them stones out of my bed. Child, them stones out of my bed. I'm begging mama, please move over. Something before I leave this town. Well, we used to have a password, girl, and now I can't recall. You gotta tell me, was it love or some high grade alcohol? Some high grade alcohol. You gotta tell me, was it love or some high grade alcohol? Keep them stones out of my bed, child. Stones out of my bed. I'm begging. Thank you.
just heard Kick the Stones by Chris Whitley. So while on the run, Louise reluctantly and after much pleading from Thelma, agrees to give a young cowboy, J.D., played by Brad Pitt, a ride. J.D., who it turns out is a petty robber, seduces Thelma, and she has the time of her life, but J.D. ends up, of course, stealing Louise's life savings, and that really puts Thelma and Louise in a bind, because now they have no money. But Thelma has picked up a few tricks from J.D. and goes into a small market and robs the place to replace Louise's money that was robbed by J.D., so the two can continue en route to Mexico in hopes of evading the law. This is actually, I believe, Brad Pitt's first role, or first major role in a feature, and really in a lot of ways launched his amazing career. So if you want to see raw talent in its finest form, check out Brad Pitt's performance in Thelma and Louise.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a robbery. Now, if nobody loses their head, nobody will lose their head. Simon said, y'all lie down on the floor, please, right away. You too, ma'am, would you get down? Not you, sir. Let's see who'll win a prize for keeping their cool. Sir, would you do the honors? Take all the cash out of that drawer, put it in a paper bag.
Yes, ma'am.
You have an amazing story to tell all your friends.
You just heard Wild Nights by Martha Reeves, and we should mention that Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis, both that year, 20 years ago, were nominated for the Academy Awards of Best Actress for their roles in Thelma and Louise. They actually did not win because Jodie Foster that year picked up the award for Silence of the Lamb. While the two women are on the road, they keep encountering a man driving a huge oil truck. The man is played by Marco St. John, and he's continuously shouting sexual innuendos at the two women and also making very lewd flapping motions with his tongue. And eventually they surprise him by responding favorably to his vulgar invitation to pull over. Once they do, they completely ream him out, and they demand that he apologize. Of course, he refuses to apologize, and to his amazement, they blow up his oil truck. Now, Susan Sarandon, in the interview that we played earlier, said this is not a revenge movie, and certainly it has a much greater importance than simply being a revenge movie, but I have to say that moment when they blow up the oil truck feels so much like an extreme release of all their pent-up anger and frustration with being mistreated by men that it really does feel like a very triumphant moment.
Where are you going?
Fresno.
We've been seeing you all over the place. Why don't you take off those shades? I want to see your eyes.
Yeah, I've been seeing you too.
Yeah, we think you have really bad manners. Yeah, where do you get off behaving like that with women you don't even know? Huh? Huh? How'd you feel if somebody did that to your mother? Or your sister? Or your wife?
Huh? What are you talking about?
You know good and damn well what I'm talking about.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
I know, my point to your lap. I mean, what is that supposed to mean exactly, huh? I mean, does that mean pull over? I want to show you what a big fat slob I am?
Yeah, we think you should apologize.
I ain't apologizing.
You say you're sorry. You say you're sorry, or I'm going to make you sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I bet you even called us beavers on your CB radio, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
Damn, I hate that. I hate being called a beaver, don't you?
You gonna apologize or what?
I ain't apologizing.
Oh. Oh. I don't think he's gonna apologize.
Nah, I don't think so.
So the law is actually starting to catch up with Thelma and Louise, and a trooper spots them and pulls them over. Now I believe they're actually getting closer to Mexico and close to the Grand Canyon. And this time it is Thelma, who by now has lost all innocence and finds that she has a great knack at the art of being a criminal. And she saves hers and Louise's ability to divert the law and continue en route to Mexico.
Can I take off your eyewear, please?
Yes, sir. Am I in trouble, officer?
As far as I'm concerned, yes, ma'am, you're in a lot of trouble. Hello, this is 98. You want to step back and get in your car again, please?
Officer, I am so sorry about this. Would you let go of that? Now, I really, really apologize, but would you put your hands on the steering wheel? See, if you get on that radio, you're going to find out that we're wanted in two states and probably considered armed and dangerous, at least I am, and then our whole plan is just going to be all shot to hell. Louise, take his gun. Take his gun, Louise. Right there.
Till I didn't know what to do, I tried to yell, I wrote a letter to you.
Just heard the song Tennessee Plates by Charlie Sexton, who was actually featured in the film Thelma and Louise, I think, in the Silver Bullet bar scene. He was playing in the background.
After many dubious adventures on the run, Louise, in a moment of reflection, calls the investigator assigned to hers and Thelma's case. And this part is played by Harvey Keitel. She actually just feels the need to check in with him. And the investigator, knowing her past history and knowing that Louise has suffered through a rape herself, is very sympathetic to the women's situation and knows that probably all of these criminal activities have kind of snowballed as a result of her very psychic... the psychic damage that was done from the rape, and he actually wants to help her.
Louise, I almost feel like I know you.
Well, you don't.
You're getting in deeper every moment you're gone.
Would you believe me if I told you this whole thing was an accident?
I do believe you. That's what I want everybody to believe. Trouble is, it does look like an accident, and you're not here to tell me about it. I need your help here.
If you have a soundtrack you'd like to recommend or you feel just like sending us some feedback about our show, we'd love to hear from you. Margot and I typically ask filmmakers and composers to submit their work each month by getting in touch with us through our email, which is thescore44@yahoo.com. But now we're asking our fans to email us the names of their favorite scores and or composers for our consideration. So if you have a score you'd like to recommend and want us to consider it, please send us an email with any of your recommendations to either Margot or Lisa at thescore44@yahoo.com.
At a certain point in the run for their lives, Thelma realizes that she has been forever changed, that she could no longer tolerate the repressed life that she had been leading. In spite of the fear and the tension of the situation, the women have found solace in their newfound freedom and in the bond and understanding that has been forged between them through this adventure.
Something's like crossed over in me and I can't go back. I mean, I just couldn't live.
I know what you mean.
Orange, and the room went spinning round. power of so many ways for her to spend a day. She could clean the house for hours or rearrange the flowers or run naked through the shady street screaming all the way. At the age of 37 she realized Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her head. So she let the phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. Gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. Then she bowed and cursed to the man who reached and offered her his hand, and he led her down to the long white car that waited past the crowd. At the age of 37 she knew she'd found forever as she rode along through Paris with a warm wind in her hair.
You just heard The Ballad of Lucy Jordan by English singer and songwriter Mary Ann Faithfull.
You're a good friend.
You too, sweetie, the best. How do you like the vacation so far?
I guess I went a little crazy, huh?
No, you've always been crazy. Is it just the first chance you've ever had to really express yourself?
Good driving.
Thanks.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 in the last few minutes of The Score, where we've been playing the music from Thelma and Louise soundtrack, and that was Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon in a scene in the third act of the film with some music by Hans Zimmer from the track Thunderbird. Stay tuned at 12 o'clock noon for the sultry Jackie Thomas and his show, The Sound of Freedom.
What in the hell is this?
I don't know. I think it's Grand Canyon.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Something else, all right.
For those of you who went to see the film in the theaters 20 years ago, you might have had the experience that I had. After numerous criminal acts carried out in reaction to the violence against them as women in its many forms, and after the law finally catches up with them and corners them at the threshold of the Grand Canyon, Thelma and Louise have to decide whether or not to give themselves up and face the punishment of paying for the acts that they've done that were in large part reaction to the unjust treatment of women, or continue to exercise their independence and freedom. This is a very dramatic moment in the film, and Louise steps on the gas and drives over the cliff into midair and into the mouth of the canyon taking hers and Thelma's life with them. In the screening that I attended 20 years ago, at this moment in the film, the women in the audience rose out of their seats and cheered. And I had to wonder then, and sometimes still wonder, what does this say about the way women are treated within our society, that this final act is felt as a victory? We're going to hear a few more selections from the soundtrack, but I want to sign off now. Be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Well, it's always hard to follow Margot. She always has such great things to say, but we're going to listen to one final track, Better Not Look Down by B.B. King, and main theme again, once again, from the film Thunderbird by Hans Zimmer, and one more audio soundbite from Thelma and Louise.
Put your engine off and place your hands in plain view.
Okay, then, listen. Let's not get caught. What are you talking about? Let's keep going. What do you mean? Go! You sure? Yeah.
Thank you.